Well, I hope that you are enjoying this edition of the Internet Advisor, along with Gary Baker, Cal Carson, and Rick Broida, who is our guest in studio here, and his sidekick in a number of different shows is a man named Dave Johnson, who is with E-How, among other things. And Dave is joining us from California right now. Dave, how you doing?
Great. Happy to be on.
Thank you so much for joining us. By the way, you don't have to pick any fights with Rick this time, okay? That's not required.
Oh, is this the guy that he normally does that debate with all the time?
Yes, yes.
Oh,
this
great.
Is the one. He normally debates with
Thank
him.
Thank you for rightly referring to Dave as my sidekick.
Here we go.
Yeah, I think we might have that backwards, but we'll have to save that for a different occasion.
Well, you guys have done a number of things. Like with you have Geek versus Geek is one of the shows that you have done on the internet for a while. And that is where you both, you know, kind of take sides on a particular issue about technology. And then most recently, you guys have broadened your your disagreements to Battlestar Recaptica. Dave, why don't you tell people what that is in general?
Yeah, actually, I think on that podcast, Rick and I get along pretty well most of the time.
Oh, good.
But yeah, so the idea behind Battlestar Recaptica is I hope most people remember the rebooted version of Battlestar Galactica from 2003, 2004. It was a wonderful show, which was very different than the original campy one from the 70s. We're going episode by episode.
Right, so you start with an episode one
Interesting trivia, stuff like that.
Oh, cool. So when people tune into that, they're not just hearing a recap of what's going on there, but they're also getting some insight from you guys, or, as you said, trivia and things like that you're bringing in?
Yeah, hopefully we bring interesting things to the table. We do a little, I do a little bit of research. Rick just wakes up and turns his microphone on. But we talk about, you know, things that were going on behind the scenes, why scenes were shot the way that they were, stuff about the actors, and, that sort of thing. Interesting stuff that you might not know even if you watched the whole series.
Right. I got to ask, why that show?
Actually, Rick is probably the better person. Rick, why Battlestar Galactica? Of all the shows we could have done, why did we pick that one?
Yeah, it could have been My Friend Flicka. Why?
Or Mr. Ed, you know?
Mr. Ed was actually the second choice. We couldn't get... so the genesis for this was, you're all familiar with The West Wing, which is one of my all-time favorite shows. And just a few months ago, one of the actors from that show, Joshua Molina, and another guy, started their own podcast in which they were recapping the series from start to finish. And West Wing's been off the air for, I think, 10 years. And so what they would... The idea is that now in these days of on-demand, instant binge-watching and all this sort of good stuff, so people would go back and maybe watch the series again, or maybe a new audience would be watching it for the first time. And then they'd have this kind of companion podcast that they could listen to right after watching an episode. And it's really entertaining. I mean, I find myself really enjoying it, even though I'm not rewatching, because I've seen the series a bunch of times. I know it like backwards and forwards. And so with Battlestar Galactica, I kind of was noodling with the idea that we should do something similar to that, Dave and I, because we like to, you know, have our witty banter together. And Battlestar Galactica, I just think, is one of those shows that was really unappreciated in its time. And it's been off the air for, I think, 9 or 8 years now.
Yeah, one of the things, Dave, and I noticed in a commentary, I'm not sure if it was on your site or another site, but that back at Battlestar Galactica, in 2003 to 2009, really kind of launched a whole genre of sci-fi. Some of the main themes in there were ones that were carried on in other shows afterwards.
Yeah, I think you're referring to, I think, what pretentious people call nasty thought, which is...
Dave, say that again, because we just lost it with your phone, so go ahead.
Oh, sorry. What pretentious people some call naturalistic sci-fi.
Naturalistic sci-fi.
The idea behind that is, previous to Battlestar Galactica, most of the sci-fi that you saw on TV was the alien of the week. and most of the drama that happened in sci-fi shows was about running into alien civilizations and time travel and sci-fi themes. What Battlestar Galactica did was, it said, all right, we're going to just assume this is taking place in a galaxy far, far away with human beings that have different technology, but they have the same inherent problems as we do, and let's just make stories that naturally occur based on the premise that we set up. Mm. So it became an allegory for 9/11 and an allegory for our war in Vietnam. And it still feels just as real and visceral today as it did in 2003.
Yeah, it holds up really well. We're both rewatching the series as we go, and we're just early into the first season right now. And I'm really, and granted, it's only 8 years old, or I guess the first episodes are more like 13 years old, but it holds up really beautifully. And Dave and I are constantly, we must sound like just relentless fanboys in discussing the show, because the acting is so spot on and the storytelling is so good. And I would encourage people who think, well, it's sci-fi and I don't really do sci-fi, to check it out, because it is first a drama and a science fiction show second. Because as Dave said, it really relates very real-world stories and human problems, and it's not just the bumpy forehead alien of the week.
I don't know. You've just inspired me. It's going to either be a toss-up between Green Acres or The Little Rascals. I'm going to do one of those two.
My recommendation would be, if you don't do Battlestar Galactica, just do Gilligan's Island.
Oh, no, that would be a gem. Oh, my. Now, have you had any response, Rick, from any of the actors, you know, as this is hitting the internet?
Funny you should mention that, Foster. Because
lawsuits, perhaps?
Oh, no, please don't say that. No, funny you should mention that, because just this week on Twitter, I invited and received a response from one of the actors from the show to join us on the podcast as a guest, and was met with a yes. I was very surprised and delighted that he responded and said that he would do it. So I don't want to jinx it yet, because we haven't finalized all the details, but I'm very excited. It's the actor who played Dr. Baltar on the series, which means nothing to any of you, but I can tell by the blank
looks.
Stares. But just, he was a very integral part of the show and responsible for a lot of the great comedic moments on the show. So I am just overjoyed, excited.
So I totally misunderstood. I thought we were getting the actor that played Boxy's robot dog.
He's the following week, I think.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Next week.
Now, do you guys run a webcam when you do your podcast? Seriously.
Oh, we need to do that.
Should do that.
I mean, especially, you know, due to the fact that if you do get actors and stuff like that, that'd be great to be able to
see
it.
Well, that would be cool. In fact, I'm actually traveling to California next weekend, and so my hope is that if the planets align, then the three of us can actually sit down and record the podcast in person. That would be amazing.
If the Lords of Cobol align, we can get.
Oh, my God. We sound like such nerds right now.
Oh, my word. I want my tin hat. But it's interesting you mentioned that, because I think that would be a wonderful element that would actually probably draw more of the people who were on the program, because it was a visual medium to start with. They probably would really.
If we end up doing that, Dave, we got to make sure to get some video at the same time.
Yeah. We've often.
Yeah, I'll just set up my GoPro on my forehead, and we'll record the whole thing that way.
Well, listen, you guys do the Geek versus Geek, right? That's filmed.
Yeah, we do.
Yes.
Yeah, we have actress comedian Helen Hong, who is kind of like an up and coming actor who, you know, she always is so gracious to work with us, but she, by all rights, we are not in her league.
She is slumming when she comes to work with us.
But she looks like she's having an awful lot of fun, and that is another one of the ones you do, which is the Geek versus Geek broadcast. I would think that some of that same format visually would work for you with the Battlestar.
That was good.
Battlestar.
Yes.
I'm Battlestarred.
Well, having just watched Gary do the VR, I think you need a webcam in here, Foster.
Oh, we have said that so many times.
Dave, you probably weren't listening at the time, but Gary, I brought him a VR headset, and he was literally sitting at the microphone gasping in much the same way you did when you saw the dinosaurs.
I almost fell out of my chair. I was thinking I was really going upside down on the roller coaster.
Well, did you mention that happens to be the topic of the other podcast that we recorded today?
Wait, we have another podcast?
Yeah, we have 2 podcasts a week, believe it or not, because we're gluttons for punishment.
What is the other podcast, pray
tell?
Okay,
fess up. Here we go. Let's hear it.
So this other podcast is actually not sci-fi.
Dave, I'm sorry, we're out of time.
It is called Challenge of the Week, and every week, Rick or I suggest some small life goal or tweak or something that you can do to make yourself a better or more interesting or more awesome person. So the very first episode, for like we're all over the map, so the very first episode we did was just about hydration. Should you drink more water? How much water should you drink in a day? Mm. And then we've talked about upgrading your wardrobe. An episode that we recorded is about, like, you need to learn how to change the oil in your car, like a grown-up. So we kind of cover all the things that I think modern people either don't do or feel like they should do just to, you know, become better, smarter, and so on.
I love it. Challenge of the week. Cal?
Oh, nothing I like better than hearing two geeks talk about upgrade their wardrobe. What are you going to do, change their socks? Go to the one side of the basement to the other side. I mean, you know, I just don't understand.
Hey, Dave, what we're going to do, Dave, we'll publish. There's a website I'm going to presume for this Challenge of the Week, right?
Actually, right now, we don't have a website for Challenge of the Week, but we are on Podbean. So it's cotw.podbean.com.
So cotw.podbean.com. Okay.
Getting back to the Battlestar Galactica one real quick, how many episodes do you guys have to do?
Well, we're going to do the whole series. So there's about 80 episodes altogether, and we are about 7 episodes in, I think.
Wow.
And we're going to do the all the off-season shows and mm-hmm. the specials, and we haven't talked about this, but I assume we're doing all this stuff, Rick. We're also going to go back and do the original series.
Wow.
Hey, Dave, done with everything, right?
We've run out of time right now, but hang on a second. We'll continue this conversation in just a moment. We've been having fun with Rick Broida here talking about gadgets and most recently talking about a new podcast that he's involved with, along with Dave Johnson. And the two of them can be also seen on Geek versus Geek and a whole lot of other stuff. Dave Johnson, who's with us on the line from California. Dave, you also are part of the eHow website, right?
That's right. I'm the editorial director for eHow Tech, and I'm also the editor-in-chief of another site, which is essentially a product review and help site.
Wait, repeat that again, because all of a sudden, if you're on Skype, that just kind of went... Repeat that again.
Yeah, I'm sorry. This is a terrible connection, but it's... in addition to eHow, I'm also the editor-in-chief of a product review and help site called TechWalla. TechWalla.
Got it. Okay. And by the way, folks, we've been throwing out a lot of websites and other contact information. That will be part of our show notes as of Sunday night when I get all this stuff together and put it down to the website, so you'll be able to enjoy that as you want to check. I'm dying to check out a whole bunch of these things as well. Again, the neat thing we've been talking about here is your brand new podcast, which is called Battlestar Recaptica. And every week, Dave Johnson, who's on the line with us, and Rick Broida, you guys take an episode from the show, and then you put that together. You comment on it. What's one that's coming up?
We recap it. Hence the name. I don't know if you're fully appreciating.
I think I'm getting this.
The show's called Battlestar Galactica. The podcast is called Battlestar Recaptica.
Clever.
What a clever name.
Clever.
So clever.
Who gets the credits on the clever?
I invited Dave to come up with something better, and he could not.
Well, it's a good...
I was going to call it that podcast where we talk Battlestar Galactica.
That has a ring.
All right, guys. What's the next episode you're going to be looking at?
Dave, let's see. The next episode is called Litmus, I think, which is season 1, episode 6?
Yeah, but that's a couple of weeks ahead. We recorded that today. But the next episode that is going to be published is Active Contrition.
Active Contrition. All right.
I think you're right.
For those of you who know the series, there you are.
That means nothing to anyone here.
I've been fascinated by this whole pattern with Game of Thrones. There's a lot of stuff that is like this after Game of Thrones. After you watch Game of Thrones, they talk about who was in the scene and different things going on.
Yeah, it's interesting. I've been poking around iTunes a lot now because the podcast is available on iTunes, and there are whole sections devoted to shows like Game of Thrones and a couple others. I'm drawing a blank, but there's really this. There has been nothing else for Battlestar Galactica until now, and maybe it's just because it's not a current show. I can understand that, but this is definitely kind of
interesting since Ron Moore, who is the guy, the showrunner that created the new Battlestar Galactica, he podcasts about the show when he was creating the show.
Oh,
and So that's kind of like the gold standard. That's the Bible mm-hmm. of the behind-the-scenes look at the show, but that's 13 years old now.
Yeah, I know. It was before podcasts really were as...
Yeah, we were just
right
talking
now.
About this earlier, actually, because when he used to record his podcast, he did it in his home, and you could hear dogs barking in the background or the phone ringing in the other room, and he's like, he just plowed right on through, didn't care.
I love it. I love it. But people love the show enough that they wanted to keep on going with that. Well, Dave, thank you so much for being with us, and we look forward to the next installments of Battlestar Recaptica with you and Rick on the air, and also with your brand new one, which is the Challenge of the Week. And again, we'll be posting those websites, folks, so that you can go in and sample that yourself. Dave, thanks so much for being with us.
Oh, thank you. It was a pleasure.
All right. And that is Dave Johnson, and I was going to say the co-creator of all this fun.
Sidekick.
The sidekick. There we go. He's off.
I
he's off
have,
the phone
I
so we
to
can
have
say
the last
it
word.